الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Dearest viewers of Madini channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madini channel. Hidden diseases of heart. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this silsila we will discuss Bad Shaguni. Bad Shaguni is bad prediction or inauspiciousness or bad omen or ill omen. For example, person hears a voice of something or someone, or he accuses a time or some person that he met or some animal that he saw, and he thinks that that voice became bad luck for him, or that person became bad luck for him, or that time or where he was or who he met is bad luck for him. This is what is called Bad Shaguni. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَن مَعَهُ أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. But when affluence came to them, they used to say, this is due to our own efforts. And when their evil deeds put them at a loss, they consider it as a bad omen due to Musa and those with him. Behold, their ill fate is with Allah alone. But most of them do not know. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fassir al-shaheer, Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan writes under this ayat that whenever the people of Fir'aun will face any calamity or difficulty, they would then say that it is because of Musa alayhi salam and the people who are with him. So they would regard them as bad luck for themselves. They used to say that since these people have come up in our country, since these people have appeared in front of us, all these difficulties are coming down and we are facing all these problems. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes further that normally person, when he faces problems and difficulties and sorrows, he repents. But the people of Fir'aun were such unjust people and they were so evil that after seeing a lot of difficulties and facing a lot of difficulties, they would still not change. Rather, they became more aggressive in committing sins, and any difficulty that came upon them, they would relate it to somebody else and make them responsible or refer them as bad luck. They were such evil people that when they would have good time, when they would see prosperity, when there is increase in sustenance and people are not suffering much with diseases and etc., and they are enjoying good time, they would then say that it is because of our efforts and it is because of our work. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, a person who believes in bad omen for himself, or he gets these kind of information from somebody, like palm readers and these kind of people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that both are not from us. It means that this is not the practice of Muslims to believe in bad omen, or to start believing that so and so is bad luck for me, or certain voice is bad luck for me, or certain time is bad luck for me. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Afandi Rumi Berkeley alayhi rahmatullah al-wali writes that to believe and exercise in bad omen, or in bad shakuni, or in ill auspiciousness, this is haram. But to take good prediction from certain events, or meeting certain people, or certain times, that is mustahab and that is allowed. Mufassir Shahir Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi says that in Islam, nek faal is allowed, means that the good predictions are allowed in Islam because of relating to certain times or to certain days, or because of meeting certain people or hearing certain voices or seeing certain animals or birds and take good prediction out of it, that is allowed, it is jais. But to take bad predictions or ill auspiciousness or bad omen, that is haram and it is not allowed in the deen of Islam. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that a person gave his statement that once I was in serious difficulty and I reached the extreme level of poverty and I did not have anything to eat, and sometimes I would eat sand or soil, but still the hunger will not go, because soil or sand is not the food that would give satisfaction to human being. I thought, wish I could meet someone who would give me food to eat. So therefore, in order to find someone that can give me food, I started traveling to a city of Iran called Hawaz. And I knew nobody in that city. when I reached the edge of the river or the bank of the river, there was no boat standing there. And when I saw there is no boat, I interpreted that into bad omen for myself. Then I saw a boat, but this boat had a hole in it. I took this a second bad omen for myself. And when I asked the name of the captain of the boat, operator of the boat, and he told me his name, Diozada. Diozada means a son of a devil or devil. I interpreted that into a third badfali, badshaguni, or bad omen. However, I sat in the boat, and when I reached the other side of the river, I shouted and I called, "Oh, laborer, or someone who carries the goods for the people, please carry my goods." At that time I had one old duvet with me, an old lihaf or a blanket, and some other necessary things were with me. And a laborer who answered my call was one-eyed. He did not have one eye. He only had one eye. And I counted this as to be the fourth bad omen for myself. And I started thinking that it is better for me to go back. But because the need of hunger was there, I said, "No, let me carry on. Maybe I might find someone." And when I reached the guest house where normally people would go and stay who come from outside to the city, that I started thinking, and while I'm thinking, somebody came and he knocked at the door. I asked, "Who are you?" The answer came that, "I want to meet you." I asked, "Do you know who am I?" He said, "Yes." I thought in my heart that he could be an enemy and looking for me, or he could be an ambassador or representative of the king who has come here to call me. But I did not know, I'm just guessing. Then after few moments, I opened the door. This man said to me that so and so has sent me to you, and he has given this message that even we do have some differences in our matters, but this is my ethical responsibility that I must help you and assist you in this time of difficulty. I've heard about your situation and your condition, and I've made up my mind to assist you and take your responsibility and take care of your maintenance, your food and your living. If you want, you can stay 1 or 2 months with me. And if you want, I am ready to take care of you for the whole life till you have the last breath in your body. But if you don't want to do that and you want to go back, then these are 30 dinars, and dinar is a gold coin. Please accept this and use them on your needs." And this person said that, "I accepted 30 dinar, and this was first time in my whole life that I owned so much of money and wealth and never had 30 dinars before in my possession. And then he says that on that day it became apparent to me, clear to me, that bad omen or ill auspiciousness or bad predictions because of seeing certain things or because of the happenings of certain things do not exist and they have no haqiqat and they have no reality. We must trust and believe in the taqdeer and the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this hidden disease of heart which is known as Bad Shaguni is a very serious illness. It makes person weak in taqdeer and person starts believing in superstitions, etc. Ulama ikram have written treatments for this disease. And also we must understand what are the reasons that this disease starts within a person. So when we know the root cause of the disease and we start treating it, inshallah azza wa jal, we will get the treatment and we will get the cure and we will get rid of this hidden disease. The first reason to start believing in bad omen or in bad predictions or start believing that this is bad luck for me and that is bad luck for me and this person is bad luck for me or this animal is bad luck for me or this area is bad luck for me, etc. The reason for this is not knowing the aqaid of Islam, not knowing the creeds of Islam, not knowing the beliefs of Islam. That is the main reason. Now, in order to treat this sickness, one should start understanding about the taqdeer of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. One should have the knowledge and the ilm of taqdeer. One should start believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His eternal knowledge, has fixed everything for everyone. Everything has been written down. Whatever was going to happen or whatever we were going to do, whatever He has planned and decided for us, with His perfect knowledge, He knew about us in the past. And that has been written down and that is not going to change. So if we start thinking this way, we start pondering this way, then inshallah azza wa jal, bad omens and ill auspiciousness and superstitions and regarding this one bad luck and that one bad luck will not enter into our minds and into our hearts, because the aqidah on taqdeer, what has been decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He wills, that is going to happen. That aqidah, if that belief becomes firm, your life will become very easy. And the second reason which ulama ikram have written is lack in trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lack of trust in Almighty Allah azza wa jal. That is the second reason. And its treatment is that whenever superstitions and bad omens and these kind of thoughts start worrying you, one should immediately think that I need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah azza wa jal, that bad thinking will be removed from your heart and that superstitions would be removed from your heart. And the third reason which ulama ikram has given for this illness, that person stops doing something because of this bad shaguni, because of bad omen, because of thinking that I've seen so and so, I've met so and so, or this time is not a good time for me, or this month is not a good month for me, etc., etc. He must stop doing that. He must stop thinking that way. He must not stop his work. He must not stop his activities because certain time is there, because he has met someone. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. If we start forcing himself into this kind of situation, then this disease will go away slowly, slowly. It will be removed from his system. And the fourth reason is that one should ponder upon the disasters and the damages that are caused because of bad omen, because of thinking that bad things are happening to me because of so and so, or because of this time, or because I met someone, or because I saw someone, etc., etc. Now this happens because person doesn't know the damages that these thoughts are causing to him. Now one needs to ponder upon the losses and the disasters, and that would help him to get rid of this sickness. The treatment is that one should read literature which would give us enough knowledge. We must read books which would give us enough knowledge that these bad predictions are harmful for us. And one should ponder upon it and try to refrain from these kind of superstitions. Now let's have a look at some of the losses that we face because of bad omen, because of bad predictions. This drowns the person into the quicksand of whisperings and wasawis. So person starts fearing every big thing, every small thing. He reaches a level that he even becomes scared of his own shadow. And he starts believing and he starts thinking that every ill happening and every bad luck is gathered in his personality. And he would look at everyone else, that everyone else is living peacefully. I'm the only person who is suffering with all this bad luck. And this kind of person will start looking with doubt at his loved one as well. And that will cause bad feeling amongst the relatives and the loved ones. Because of this kind of situations, people develop enmity and hatred against brothers, against sisters, mothers, fathers, children, sons, daughters, everyone. So in other words, person who is suffering with this hidden disease, he becomes absolutely useless. And some of the destructions and harms of bad shaguni are very serious, and we will count few of them, inshallah azza wa jal. The person who is struck with this disease of bad shuguni or ill omen, his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes weak, because he will then relate his bad things that are happening to him to the surrounding. He will say, now this has happened to me because of this one, that has happened to me because of that one. And that leads people to believe everyone is doing magic on them, everyone is putting ta'weez on them, and then they run behind people who will take a lot of money from them, and they will rip them off, and then no change come, and then they lose trust in everyone. So in this way, a person's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes weak. And person, na'uzubillah, starts thinking bad about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people will even think that Allah is being unfair with them. The aqeedah of taqdeer becomes very weak. The belief about destiny becomes very weak. Then the door of whisperings of shaitan opens upon that person who is suffering with this hidden disease of the heart. Person starts believing in superstitions. He becomes coward, and he always fears things that are around him, and he loses courage to do anything important. That is the result of this sickness. The person can face difficulties, person can be unsuccessful for a lot of reasons, and a lot of people are not always successful. Everyone tries, finally they become successful. Or whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for them to be successful, they become successful. But a person suffering with this disease, whenever he faces a failure, whenever he does not attain success, he immediately will start thinking that he got bad luck because of this or because of that. He would never think that this is the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and I must accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are suffering with this kind of problems and superstitions, that breaks relationships, because then person starts doubting every relative and think that they are doing bad things to me, and they are doing magic on me, or they are taking ta'weez from someone to harm me, or just his presence is not good for me. So then he starts thinking that way, and that brings cracks in relationships. Therefore it is very harmful. Those who open the doors of ill omen upon themselves, they see everything as inauspicious. They do not see barakah in anything. For example, when they leave their house, and if they see a black cat walking in front of them, they think that this is bad luck for me. Now my job will not be done. And they come back. And when in the morning they are going to open their shops, and if they have seen any accident happen on the road, they think this is not good for me, it's a bad luck, so I will not make profit in my business today. And sometimes they come back and they don't even open the shop. And sometimes a certain bird, which is known in Urdu Ullu, or in English owl, speaks on the house, on sitting on the wall of someone, then people think that so and so is going to die. Or there will be big fight in this family or in that family. And because of this thinking, there's another problem that has been created, because now everyone would be worried and fearful. And now if a new employee goes to a meeting and the meeting was not successful, or he could not close the deal, the boss thinks, the owner thinks that this employee is bad luck for me, so he must be fired. So there are so many damages that happen in the society because of this kind of believing, which is indeed a serious disease of the heart. And we must try to get rid of this disease and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the aqidah of taqdeer. And also, one of the reasons which ulama ikram have mentioned that leads person to believe in bad omens and with the superstitions and etc., because we do not read certain wazaif which are given from our mashayikh of Salasil. Ala Hazrat Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes that if person reads this wazifa, inshallah azza wa jal, he will get rid of this hidden disease. And these are actually du'as. And one should keep on reading. There is no particular number attached. How many times to read and how many times be recited. One should memorize these du'as and these ayat and keep on reading every now and then, whenever he gets chance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will help him to remove this sickness of Badshuguni. The ayat number 51 of Surah At-Tawbah, Para 10. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This ayat should be recited, inshallah azza wa jal. It would help to get rid of the sickness of Badshaguni. The other wazifa which Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu advises is حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعِمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Para 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 173. Another dua, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu advises, and this is, Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa anta, ولا يذهب بالسيئات إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. And another dua Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu suggests, لا طير إلا طيرك ولا خير إلا خيرك ولا إله غيرك. So if person memorizes these duas, some are from Quran Kareem, some are from ahadith and the experience of salihin and pious people, and keep them in his daily wazaif, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah will help him to get rid of this sickness which is known as Badshuguni. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and give us cure and help us to treat this sickness which is hidden in ourselves, and many, many people in our society are suffering with this disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and help us. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is indeed an enemy.
Received by it, you have not seen the DC.